Broken. When I was just a baby, I saw a mommy's knee. I couldn't come to Sunday school because I wasn't free. But now I'm nearly 4 and quite grown up, and standing here to say a special word of welcome on this Children's Day.
Are you lucky, all right? I thank Penelope for those lovely words of welcome and for Sunday School for singing that opening piece so well. And can I take this opportunity of welcoming everyone to our service tonight? I don't know about you, but it's very warm up here. But we're going to start, we're going to sing an opening hymn, and we're going to sing hymn 695. It's in our hymn books. I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest, that Jesus loves me. Let's stand to sing.
Jesus. take our seats. We want to welcome you this evening to our Children's Day. Everybody is welcome here to the Lord's house, Markerfeld. And we trust and pray the Lord will bless us as he did this morning, even as we have listened to the boys and girls, young people, take their part in these services. So as you can see, the tiny tots are all ready to go. But before we go any further tonight, we simply want to bow our heads and pray, give the meeting to the Lord, and pray that the Lord's blessing will be upon everything that we say and do tonight. So we're just going to close our eyes and bow our heads and just ask for God's blessing to be upon us tonight. Our gracious Lord and our loving Heavenly Father, we do thank thee and praise thee for the privilege we have tonight to come into thy presence through the name of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful hymn to commence this service with. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. That is the message of the gospel, that the Lord loves sinners and he died to save them, shedding his precious blood to make them free. And we pray, Lord, tonight that thou wilt bless thy people here, those who are saved by thy grace and washed in thy blood. They'll be blessed truly in their heart as they listen to the gospel in song and in word. But, O Lord, tonight, if there are any who are not yet saved, who do not know Christ as their personal Saviour, that this will be the night of their salvation. O Lord, may sinners tonight call upon the name of the Lord that they might be saved. We thank thee for every single child and young person in our Sunday school, for every teacher, for superintendent, for the work that has been done this year, for the seed that has been sown. And we pray, O Lord, that even on this night, thou wilt bless us with salvation of the boys and girls, of mums and dads. Lord, do not pass us by tonight, but come and bless us. Undertake for the children as they take their part tonight. May they bring glory unto thy name. And Lord, just meet with us now, we pray. For it's in Christ's precious name we ask all of these things, for his glory alone. Amen. Listen to the tiny tots tonight as they sing, Come to Sunday School. Listen to what they've been saying. Come to Sunday school. Always be on time. Bring someone with you and learn your lessons well. Where there's some wonderful lessons for us all to take on board. We should come to church. We should bring others with us. Be on time and learn our lessons well. We want to thank the young people of our Tiny Tots for singing so well and presenting that lovely lesson to us. We're going to ask the P3 class and Ruby as well, that's Florence's class, to come and bring a poem, and that poem is entitled Jesus. And I want you to listen to the words, because all of our songs tonight and all of our poems have one theme, and that is the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you to listen really carefully as this class come along to speak this poem, and that is Jesus. It's
Jesus.
Baby Jesus was laid in a manger, beneath a bright shining star. There were angels and shepherds to greet him, and kings who had travelled afar.
Boy Jesus prayed in the temple. Mary and Joseph just knew that Jesus was special and different. Into a kind man he grew.
Jesus the man was a teacher with his disciples. He spoke to the crowds, he fed them with bread and with fishes, and he spoke of the gospel out loud.
Jesus the man was a healer by the touch of his hand or his hem. Imagine the joy his healing did bring when God showed his power through them. Jesus the man was our saviour, nailed to a cross to our shame. He died so our sins be forgiven and changed hearts full of anguish and pain.
Jesus, our Lord and Redeemer, let all fears and doubts now be ceased. In heaven we'll meet with our Saviour, Jesus the Man, Prince of Peace.
Are you able to say that in heaven? I meet with my Saviour. We heard very clearly this morning that the only way to heaven is through the Lord Jesus Christ and by trusting in him. And that's our prayer, that each of these boys and girls will be trusting in him and be sure of heaven. We're going to ask the P5 class, Hannah's class, to come along. They're going to sing a song, Every Day with Jesus. And that's what our desire is, that these young people would live every day for Jesus and with Jesus. So listen to the words as they sing. Thank you, that P5 class, for singing so well, Every Day with Jesus. We're going to ask Sadie to come up now. She's going to do a poem, Working for Jesus. And we'll ask Sienna also to come up now, because after Sadie does her poem, Sienna's going to sing Jesus Reign in Me. So, Sienna, you come up as well.
Thank you.
working for Jesus. What I can do for Jesus, small though I be. Sure, the Lord can find in you like little ones like me. Yes, I can sing for Jesus a song for praise Him, Lord. And I can speak for Jesus and spread Him works abroad. And I can work for Jesus though I small and weak. And tell our people God's precious love to seek.
To Siri and Sienna, what a challenge. Can you sing tonight or say tonight, Jesus, I love you. Take your place within my heart. Jesus, I love you. This time we're going to ask P1 class to come and they're going to say a poem. It's called If and it's about the gifts that God has given to each one of us. So they're coming along. This is Elaine's class and they're going to say this poem, If.
If I hadn't got ears, I couldn't hear. God is the confident hope and dear.
If I had no eyes, I'd never see this wonderful world God made for me.
If I had no legs, I'll never run, nor skip or jump and have some fun.
Praises to the heavenly King. But I have all these things. So thank you, dear Father, for making me so.
Well done, we do have those things, and we ought to be using those gifts that God has given us to worship. To worship him. The P2 class are coming along. P2 classes, I should say. We have two P2 classes, Lisa and Lorraine. T take those two classes, and they're going to sing a song in my own neighbourhood. And immediately after they sit down, the whole Sunday school are going to sing their courses, and then after the first set of courses, there's a girls' group coming to sing I'll Praise Your Name, Lord. So we'll have the P2 class sing in my own neighbourhood, the Sunday school with their courses, and then immediately after that, that girls' group coming up to sing I'll Praise Your Name, Lord.
I don't have to travel far to
your name, Lord, and sing your song.
Ladies, for singing, and we're going to simply want to at this stage welcome everybody to the service and want to welcome all in Saviour's name to our meeting tonight. And we thank you for joining us online as well as here in the building. And we do pray that the Lord will bless the rest of the meeting. And we want to thank the young people for what's taken place so far. And we're looking forward to the rest of the programme. I just want to make a few announcements for the rest of this week for our own congregation. And can I just simply mention that on Thursday evening at 8 p.m, we have our Bible study and prayer meeting. And for those who are saved, we welcome you to come to that, or we invite you, I should say, to come to that meeting as we lay our hearts before the Lord and as we pray for the work of God here in Muckerfelt. Wednesday at 7:45, we have an open air in Castle Dawson, just before the band parade, down there at the Gravel. At 7:45 on Friday, we have an open air in Moneymore, just before the band parade there in the centre of the town. So please remember, Wednesday night, Castle Dawson, Friday night, Moneymore. And the Lord has been blessing in our open airs, and we do encourage as many people as possible to come and take their stand for the Lord, and to not be ashamed of being associated with the Lord and with the gospel as people stand and bring the word of God. On Thursday evening at 7:30, we have a committee meeting for a session committee. We just remind our brethren about that. There's no more Sunday school or Bible class until September time. And we want to thank all those who have been involved in our Sunday school this past year and in our Bible classes. I want to say thank you, first of all, to Kyle, our Sunday school superintendent, to our teachers, to our bus workers, to the parents, and of course to the children, because without the children, there would be no Sunday school. We're so thankful for them being brought every Sunday, for learning their lessons well, for participating in all that they've been asked to do. And we want to thank the Lord most of all for his mercy and for his blessing in the work. And the Lord has given us these children, and we don't take that lightly. We realise that the world would seek to get its claws into the minds and the hearts of our children. And we certainly want to get them under the sound of the word of God. And I encourage you, if you know of children who are not coming to Sunday school, do invite them, tell them about Sunday school, bring them along, that they too will be taught the things of God. We were singing there a few moments ago, in the beginning. We teach them biblical, scriptural truth. And that's what we need to hear today about the truth of God's word. I want to say thank you to all for all your effort and your practices for Children's Day. You have been exceptional, and we want to thank you for taking part in our services today. Next Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m., we have our time of prayer in the seniors' room. 12 noon is family worship. 7 p.m. is gospel evening service, which is going to be accompanied by the Orange Parade, which is coming to the church. Do remember that, and we do encourage all to come back again. It is, yes, there's going to be the parade to the church, but we certainly want to have our gospel service, and we encourage many as possible to be here. Our choir are going to be singing at that meeting, and therefore we remind them that on Tuesday evening, after our Bible study and prayer meeting, we will come into the church for a rehearsal and for a sound check for that meeting. We do want to remember the Wilson family and the passing of Samuel, the Arbuthnot family on the passing of William, and we do pray that the Lord will comfort and sustain these family circles. The Reverend Kyle Graham and family in Port Lincoln, Australia, we ask you please to remember them in prayer, and also the work of God and God's people in Tavistock Free Presbyterian Church in England. I would also say for those who have ordered the Vision magazine, it's available there in the hallway. And if you've subscribed to that, then please go and get the magazine with your name on it. This morning on the way out, each of the children were given this little leaflet, and this is for our Vacation Bible School. And I know it's a few weeks away. It's starting on the 14th to the 18th of August. We're really looking forward to this. Our theme this year is Down on the Farm, and we're going to be looking at some of those animals in the Bible, and that's what the theme of our Bible Week is going to be about. Chris Killen is coming along as our special speaker, and he's going to present the gospel to the boys and girls. Lots of activities there as well. So if you know of children of primary or secondary school age, there are still forms out there in the hallway, so please do take them and do invite them to come along to that special week of meetings. We're looking forward to the Lord's blessing on that. I would also just like to say that after the meeting tonight, there's a little treat for the young people of the Sunday school over in the hallway, or over in the hall, I should say. So if the parents and friends who are lifting the children, if you could leave it for 10 or 15 minutes before you come over to the hall to collect them, that would be deeply appreciated. We're going to sing another hymn just at this time to change our positions. And that hymn is 687. 687, there's a friend for little children. We're going to sing verses 1 and 2, verses 5 and 6. And we'll stand to worship the Lord, verses 1 and 2, and verses 5 and 6.
Oh,
young people are doing very well and have done very well. And we're just going to ask you to hold your applause to the end of the meeting and then we'll congratulate them all together. Okay, Jaden and Amelia are coming now to sing Bearing Fruit.
Ones may be just like the fruitful trees, but are like our thoughts, which only Jesus sees. Blossoms are like faces, smiling clean and bright. Leaves are gentle words, good fruit is doing right. Savior, make us good. Buds and blossoms, beautiful and sweet, bearing precious fruit to lay at Jesus' feet. Jesus said, ye know them by the fruit they bear. Words and looks and actions show just what we are. Bad thoughts like the buds of poison fruits and flowers yield no pleasant fragrance, cheer no weary hours. Savior, make us good and kind like thee. Then each one will be a fruitful tree, bearing buds and blossoms, beautiful and sweet, bearing precious fruit to lay at Jesus' feet. You're the children who have learned to be patient, mild and loving, cheerful, kind and free. They are trees of promise, bearing fruit of love. They shall bloom forever in God's home above. Savior, make us good and kind like thee. Then each one will be a fruitful tree, bearing buds and blossoms, beautiful and sweet, bearing precious fruit to lay at Jesus' feet.
Well done. Well done. Jamie, take that down. Well done to Amelia and Jaden. We trust that these children will bear much fruit for the Saviour as they live for him. We're going to ask Eliana to come up, and she's going to say a poem at this time. And that poem is entitled The Rainbow. And immediately after Eliana says her poem, we're going to ask Sarah's class to come up. They're going to sing Just a Little Thing. Eliana and then Sarah's class.
The Rainbow. When we see the rainbow, an arch up in the sky, made of lovely colours, how beautiful, we cry. But do you know the story that's told us in God's word of why God made the rainbow? I'm sure you must have heard. The people were so wicked that God had to decide to send a flood of water so all the people died. But Noah and his family were true to God, and so he saved them from the waters and told them the rainbow would be a sign to tell them that though he sends the rain, he'd never send another flood like that great flood again. So when we see a rainbow, be sure that they're above. The clouds all black and threatening, God rules, the God of love.
Thank you, Eliana. And that reminds us that the Lord has a message through the rainbow, and that the Lord loves sinners, and the Lord has provided a way for sinners to be saved. In this class are coming now, P34, to sing a song, Just a Little Thing. And whenever we look in Scripture, we find that the Lord takes the little things and he uses them for his glory. And if you listen carefully, they're going to sing about some of those little things that the Lord has used and can use for his glory. P34, and we're going to ask now for Valerie's class to come forward, P6, and they're going to recite a poem, The Old Bible, and we'll just ask them to come forward now and listen carefully to the words of the Old Bible. The Bible contains our hope of salvation, and it teaches us how we can be saved, and therefore the young people are going to speak about the Old Bible.
It was old and tattered and torn. Its cover was loose and falling apart. It was left there, so old and forlorn. I lifted it down with utmost care. I was almost afraid to touch. Its pages were fragile and yellow with age, for years it had not been used much. I opened it up, and there in the first page was printed, "To Mary with love, may God always bless you and keep you each day, till one day we both meet above." Then on through the pages, I tenderly saw many marks, many lines, some in red. The passage stood out. It was sacred to one who for many long years held me dead.
The reader had gone unto heaven before, but the message was still ever new. Though faded and worn, it still was God's word, still speaking in words ever true. A battered old Bible, but oh, what a treasure! I wondered how many had read the old gospel stories of Jesus our Lord, and how many souls had been fed.
Down on my knees with this wonderful book clutched tightly against my young heart, I yielded my life unto this wonderful Lord. O Lord, take the whole, not a part. A peace filled my soul when Jesus came in, a peace never more to depart. The reader one day I'll meet up in heaven, the message I've hid in my heart. One, two, three.
The message, Lord Jesus, has come down to me, thy message to me with thy love. Use me, O my Saviour, to bring precious souls to thee and to heaven above.
Well done. We're just going to ask the P6 class to stay on the stage because we're going to invite the rest of the senior group up, P6, 7, first and second year. They're going to sing What a Friend. And immediately after that, we're going to have our second set of courses. And after the second set of courses, the P4 class, Alma's class, are coming up to say a poem, His Hand. So our senior group and then our Sunday school singing their second set of courses and P4, His Hands.
Precious Savior.
his hands. A baby's hands in Bethlehem were small and softly curled, but held within their dimpled grasp the hope of all the world.
A carpenter's hands in Nazareth were skilled with tool and wood. They laid the beams of simple homes and found their labor good.
A healer's hands in Galilee were stretched to all who came, for him to cleanse their hidden wounds or cure the blind and lame.
Long ago, the hands of Christ were nailed upon a tree, but still their holy touch redeems the hearts of you and me.
Amen. We're going to ask boys' group now to come up, and they're going to sing, "You Are a Wonderful God." You're a wonderful God. And could I ask Epe and Alex then just come up to the pulpit, for they're going to take part then just after. But these boys are going to sing this wonderful song. Listen carefully again to the words. It tells us about what the Lord has done for us. You are a wonderful God.
God, you are a wonderful God. You made the mountains and you made the seas. You made the songbirds that fly over me. You are a wonderful God. You are a wonderful God. You made all men of that broken your law. Send your son to redeem us because you are a wonderful God. You are a wonderful God. Cause us to tell your son's story and then look to the sky for his coming again. You are a wonderful God. You are a wonderful God.
We have a wonderful God, and we thank you, boys, for singing about the Lord tonight so well and reminding us that the Lord has provided a way for each to be saved. I'm going to ask Epi to come and sing a solo, "Is It Fair?" And immediately after that, have your Bibles ready, for Alex is coming to bring the scripture reading tonight.
To say, "Give me," when needy, how quickly we plead. But how oft before
reading this evening will be taken from Romans chapter 5, verse 1 to 8. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 to 8. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commandeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen.
Thank you, Alex, for reading so well and bringing us once again to the love of God. We're going to ask the junior group, P3, 4 and 5, to come up. They're going to sing this lovely song, God is Good, God is Great. And as they come forward just now. And then immediately after that, we're going to have our final item just at this time. And it's going to be P7, first year and second year. That's David and Alistair's classes who are going to come and recite the Bible alphabet. But this group are singing, God is Good, God is Great. That's the junior group have sung very well tonight, and we're going to ask our final group to come up, P7 first and second year. They're coming to recite the Bible alphabet. I was doing a visit one day out in Ockram, and I was at Sam Young's house, and Sam recited the Bible alphabet for me without looking at a note. He recited the whole thing off, and I thought, that's a great idea for Children's Day. So I got him to send it to me, and we're going to recite it tonight. It's wonderful when you look at it. It teaches you just some things about the Bible you may not have known before, and we thank Sam for sharing that with us, and I want you to listen as the young people here recite the Bible alphabet.
The Bible alphabet. A is for Abraham, who was the friend of God. B is for Balaam, an evil path he trod. C is for Caleb, a good report to bring. D is for David, who was Israel's royal king.
E is for Elijah, the prophet of the Lord. F is for Felix, who trembled at God's word. G is for Gideon, the Midian's host did sway. H is for King Herod, where Judea he held sway.
I is for Isaac, on an altar he was laid. J is for Jesus, by Judas was betrayed. Who on the cross did shed his blood from sin to set us free. Now salvation through his name is offered you and me.
K is for Keturah, who was Abraham's second wife. L is for Lazarus, whom Jesus raised to life. M is for Moses, whom the law was given. N is for Nicodemus, who was taught the way to heaven.
O is for Obadiah in the cave the prophets hid. P is for Peter and Paul. O, what noble works they did. Q is for Cordus, Paul's brother in the Lord. R is for Rahab, under the flax the spy she stored.
S is for Stephen, who was martyred for the truth. T is for Timothy, trained in the word from youth. U is for Uriah, by David's order slain. V is for Queen Vashti, before Esther did she reign.
For W, X, and Y, no matter where we look, beginning with these letters, there's no name in God's own book. Z for Zechariah, of old he did foretell the glorious advent of our Lord as King on earth to dwell.
Now all that is written in God's most holy book has been written for our learning when into it we look, to teach us the way to heaven and how to happy be, not only in this present life, but through eternity.
Amen. Thank our senior young people for presenting the Bible alphabet. Just a couple of things I want to mention at this point. Could we please also remember, I omitted to say in the announcement, had it down but overlooked it, to remember Rachel and Naomi McBride out of our congregation who are currently in Uganda, and they have known the blessing of the Lord, and some souls have been saved last week even through the Bible clubs that they are helping to conduct with that team from the Youth Council. So do remember them in prayer as they conclude their time there this week and then make their way home, and pray that the Lord will put his hand upon that team and bring them home safely. I want to say thank you to our superintendent for overseeing the Sunday School for this year. We thank our brother Kyle for his faithfulness to the staff and to the children. We're so thankful we have saved teachers here who love the Lord and who love your children. And we do love your children for the Lord. We desire to see them saved. And that's the best thing you can have for your child, is to know that they're born again of the Spirit of God. And for this particular event today, I want to thank all the teachers, because they've been involved as their classes have gone up and down. They've been involved in teaching and training. I want to thank Valerie for the musical items. I want to thank Alison for the poetry items, and for all who played a part, even behind the scenes, sitting with the children, whatever it may be. It's been done for the honour and the glory of God, and they will not, certainly not, lose a reward. And we do want to thank the children, and I think at this time we should say thank you and give them a round of applause for how well they have done. Once again, we want to remember Mrs. Greenfield this evening. I just pray the Lord will put his healing touch upon her. Our brother, the Reverend Fred Greenfield, was to be here, but just couldn't be at this time. So we thank our brother, Aaron Stewart, for stepping in this morning, for our brother, Kyle Wenlock, who's going to step in just after we sing a few verses of this hymn. 690, we just want to sing verse 1 and verse number 2. Just the first two verses of 690, standing to change your position, and then our brother Kyle, our Sunday School superintendent, is going to bring the closing message tonight. verses 1 and 2.
Thank you, the Reverend McKee. Can I take this opportunity to thank you as parents who entrust your children to us each Sunday morning. And as he's already said, we don't take this for granted. And I just want to publicly thank you for your faithfulness and sending your children along to Sunday school each Sunday morning all through the year. Now, I know we've already given them a round of applause, and we'll not do that again, but I wanted just to say, a superintendent, and I know I'm biased, but didn't they do well? They done well, and I was blessed, even though I was nervous, and I'm still nervous, I was blessed as I sat down and just looked around at the children that we have in our Sunday school, and I thank the Lord for each one of them and for their hard work here today. Now, I know we're getting tired, and I'm tired, it's been a long day, and I don't intend to be very long. Okay, so we're just going to take 10 minutes, and I just want to bring a wee message from God's Word now. We should have a wee statement that's coming up on the screen. Whenever we're doing a lesson in the children's meeting, we call this our central truth. Could we have it at the back screen as well, so that I can see? Okay, there we go. Now, we want to think of this statement tonight. The Lord Jesus makes the difference. The Lord Jesus makes the difference. And I don't know what your circumstances is as you came here tonight. I know most of you, and if not all, would have come to hear maybe your child or your grandchild. But you've all got a circumstance. You've all got a life. And I want to tell you tonight, and I want to tell the boys and girls, that the Lord Jesus makes the difference. And with that statement up on the screen, we'll just come and we'll have a wee quick word of prayer before we come to think about God's Word. Our Heavenly Father, we thank and we praise you tonight for each boy and girl in our Sunday school. We thank you for the parents. We thank you, Lord, for the messages that we've already heard tonight. And Lord, we've no excuse. We've heard about the Lord Jesus who died to save us from our sin. And Lord, we pray that you'll bless us now. We pray, Lord, these few simple thoughts that you've laid in our heart, that you'll take them and use them for thy honour and for thy glory. And Lord, that you'll be pleased to use it to the salvation of precious souls. For we ask these things in thy name's sake. Amen. Now, I have a few things with me tonight. Now, these things have all got a common theme, and we'll think about that in a wee minute, but I want the boys and girls to help me just for a few moments, and I want you to see, do you know what they are, what I have in my bag? Now, this is a very simple one. I use these at work. I have a pair on me, and I think if you look around, especially older people, they will have a pair on their face as well. Okay. Right, boys and girls, what's these? Glasses. There's another name for them, a fancier name. Do you know what that might be, Lucas? Spectacles. Spectacles or glasses. And what would we use these for? Helping you to see better, Thomas. That's exactly right. They help you to see better. You see, whenever we get old, and I know some young people, they wear glasses, but sometimes we can't read without glasses. And you need glasses on so that you can see the words. And you can't see without glasses. Now, I'm a bit different. If I take these off, everybody's just a blur. okay. But whenever I put them on, they become nice and clear. And we need glasses. Some people need glasses so that we can see. So that we can see. Now, I'm going to set them there. I need them for work tomorrow. Now, I've something else that I use at work. Does anybody know what this is? A magnifying glass. And what would you use this for? To see wee small things, don't we? I use this at work. And sometimes we get drawings in at work and there's wee small writing on them. Do you ever hear of the small print or the fine print? Well, I'm not going to get caught out with the fine print. So we take this out and we get the drawings laid out, and sometimes it's wee small and we'll have to look at it and we can see what it says. And this is a common theme. It helps us to do what? It helps us to see. It helps us to see the small print. So that's our glasses. That's our magnifying glass. And then I've borrowed these here. I borrowed these here from a boy. What's these here? Shout it out. Binoculars. Now, this is in case we've been a long meeting and I want to see, is any of the adults up there sleeping? Christine, hit Paul a nudge here. I think he's sleeping. So this is so that we can see far away, isn't it? And maybe some people, they like watching birds and different things, and this allows you to see things that are far away and you don't disturb them. And these are binoculars. Now, I don't want these to fall because I don't own them. Okay. Now, I went yesterday and I bought this. That's it. A telescope. Now, this is not a real telescope, but it gives us the idea, doesn't it? And what do we use a telescope for? Has anybody got a telescope? Brilliant, Thomas. It's to see the stars at night. And you know, people look through the telescope into space. And you know, that allows us to see things far, far, far away. And our theme tonight is about seeing. I'll set that down there because I don't think it would sit there. I think it would fall. And you know, as I thought about all these things, I was thinking this week about seeing, or about our eyes. And you know, boys and girls and mums and dads, our eyes are very special. You know, they're a very special part of our body. Whenever we wake up in the morning, the first thing we do is open our eyes. And you know, we see the light. We walk out, we can see the trees, we can see the grass, we can see God's lovely creation. We can see our mums and dads and our breakfast, and we take this all for granted, don't we? There's nobody in tomorrow morning will open their eyes and think, well, I'm blessed because I've got my sight. Because we take it for granted. And our eyes are very special. But you know, boys and girls and mums and dads tonight, there's people in this world and they can't see. They're blind. The magnifying glass is no good to them. The glasses and the binoculars and the telescope is no good to them. Because they don't have their eyesight. And as I thought about that, I thought that must be an awful thing not to be able to see. You know, there's a man in the Bible, and we read about him in John chapter 9, and this man was blind. The Bible says he was blind. And there he is on the screen. He's just outside the temple. He's in the city of Jerusalem, and as the Lord Jesus comes out of the temple, he sees this man by the way. And you know, this man has been blind since his birth. He didn't have an accident. He was born blind. So he has never, ever seen anything in this world. He's never seen the green grass. He's never seen the trees. He's never seen his mum or his dad or anybody else. He has been blind from his birth. And you boys and girls, as the Lord Jesus came out of the temple that day, the Bible says he looked and he saw this blind man sitting by the way. And the disciples said to him, "Who has sinned, this man or his parents?" And the Lord Jesus says, neither of them have sinned, because this man is blind so that I can show my power in his life. Now, can anybody tell me or guess what the Lord Jesus is going to do for this man, Jaden? He's going to make him see. You see, men and women, boys and girls, tonight, the Lord Jesus makes a difference. And we're going to see that the Lord Jesus makes a difference in this man's life. You see, the Lord Jesus went over to this man, boys and girls, and the Bible says he spat on the ground. And he mixed it with the dust of the ground, and he got clay, and he anointed this man's eyes with the clay. It says in John chapter 9, verse 6, when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground, and he made clay of the spittle and anointed the eyes of the blind man. And then he said to him, I want you to go to the pool of Siloam, and that's a pool just outside the city walls, and I want you to wash your eyes in the pool. And you know what happened? This man received his sight. For the first time in this man's life, he was able to see. And you know, as he went about, suddenly here is the man that was sitting outside the temple and he couldn't see and he was begging. Now people are seeing him walking about with his eyesight. And you know, the natural thing was to do, well, his neighbours were thinking, who is this, the boy? Is this the boy who was sitting outside the temple? Is this the boy that was begging? The boy that was blind? And maybe some would say, well, he looks like him. But then the man said, yes. If we just go back one Wednesday, the man said, yes, I'm the man. I'm the one that he made, that was blind, and now I can see. And then they said to him, well, what happened to you? What has happened to you? Well, he said, I met a man called Jesus. And the Lord Jesus, he came and he anointed my eyes with clay. And he told me to go and he told me to wash in the pool of Siloam. And then I received my sight. Well, they couldn't believe what they were hearing. And they took him to the religious leaders, to the Pharisees. And they wanted to know what happened. And he related the exact same story to them. You see, boys and girls, the Pharisees didn't believe that the Lord was the Son of God. They didn't believe that he came and to die on the cross for sinners. And they didn't believe it. And you know, the Lord Jesus healed this man on the Sabbath day. And they said, this man can't be of God because he healed on the Sabbath day. But you know, boys and girls, this man tells us that the Lord Jesus made him to see. Just move on, Wendy. Another one. So the Pharisees, they were divided. They were divided. They didn't know what to think because it was there plain to see in front of them. This man who was blind now could see. They brought his parents and they asked him, is this your son? Is this your son? Is this the one that was born blind? And they said it is. And this man says a wonderful thing at the very end. Whenever they keep questioning him, go on to the last one, Bendy. There. And John chapter 9, and I think these words are wonderful. John chapter 9, verse 25, it says, he answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I can see. And here's a man, boys and girls, that the Lord made a wonderful difference in his life. We're nearly finished. But I want us to think very quickly about this story. What does it mean for us? What can we learn from this story in John chapter 9? Well, this man had a problem. And if you remember, when did he have the problem from? Somebody shouted out. from when he was born. And you know, men and women, and boys and girls in this meeting tonight, we're the same. Because we have got a problem, and we have it from when we were born. And that problem is sin. And the Bible tells me that we are all born in sin and shapen in iniquity. The Bible tells me that we're born in sin. And you know, boys and girls, because we're born in sin, we're blinded to our need of a Savior. This man was blind from he was born. And we're blind. We don't know that we need a Savior. And not only was this man blind, but if you remember the story, the Lord Jesus saw him. He didn't see the Lord. Because remember, he was blind. He was sitting along the side and he was begging. But the Lord Jesus saw him. And as we sit in this meeting tonight, there's those that are blind to their need of salvation. But I want to tell you tonight that the Lord Jesus sees you. He sees you. He knows in this meeting tonight if you're saved or if you're lost. He knows if you've given your life to the Savior. I know in our Sunday school, there's boys and girls and they have given their life to the Savior, and we thank God for that. But the Lord Jesus saw this man, and tonight, men and women, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus, God, as he looks in this meeting, he sees you. You know, he told them to do something. Well, first of all, he touched this man. Remember, he took the clay and he anointed his eyes and he touched them. And you know, tonight in this meeting, I can't change your destiny. I can't change you one bit, but it'll take the Lord Jesus and the Spirit of God to touch you tonight before you'll realize that you're blind and you need a Savior. And the Lord Jesus touched this man. He touched him in the eyes. And then he told him to do something. He commanded him to go and wash in the pool. And what did he do? Did he do what God or what Jesus asked him to do? Did he, Aria? Yes, he did. And you know, men and women, tonight the Lord commands you to come unto him and be saved. He commands you to turn your back on your sin and to take him as your Savior. You see, the Lord Jesus came and he died on a cross at Calvary. He died for you and he died for me. And the Lord commands you tonight, come unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. He told this man to go and to wash. And if you're going to be saved tonight, boys and girls, mums and dads, you have to obey the command of the Savior. You know, whenever this man washed his eyes and he was able to see, his life was changed forever. He was completely changed and everyone saw it. Remember his neighbors? Remember the Pharisees? They all looked at him and they couldn't believe it was the same man, because now he could see. And boys and girls, mums and dads, if you put your faith and your trust in the Savior tonight, he will turn your life upside down. He will make you anew. And your neighbors and your family and your friends, they will see that you've been changed, that you've been saved. And the last wee point I have, he told others, remember, he says, one thing I know, whereas I was blind, now I see. And I pray tonight that the boys and girls in our Sunday school and mums and dads will be able to say that before this night is out. This has been a special day. It's always a special day in our congregation, Children's Day. It's a special day for the boys and girls. But you know what? What would make it an even greater day? If boys and girls, mums and dads, were to come to the Saviour, put their faith and trust in Him, and if people all across this congregation was able to say, one thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Amen.
Well, one more item, and then we are going to sing our closing hymn. We're going to ask Jacob to come up, and Jacob's going to recite a poem that's called The Record Book.
The Record Book. If all the things you ever said were written in a book, and all your thoughts were on display so all could take a look, I guess there's not a single soul who would not hang his head and feel ashamed before the Lord and wish that he were dead. There is a record book and told us every deed and word. It even keeps a record of our thoughts that can't be heard. The good, the bad, and every sin, not one thing has been missed. It really makes me feel ashamed to think what's on my list. And yet the pages of the past shall never bother me, for Jesus nailed them to his cross one day on Calvary. And now I stand in him complete, redeemed from sin and strife, for with his blood he wrote my name in the wonderful book of life.
Returning to 701, Come to the Saviour, Make No Delay. Our brother Kyle has presented the gospel tonight, Your Need to Be Saved. Jacob has given us that challenge about the record book, that we will one day stand before God, and perhaps the record of your life is a record of sin. Well, tonight, praise God, it can be made clean. The past can be erased by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're not saved tonight, our prayer is that you would not leave this place without the Saviour. Our brother Kyle, myself, will be in the front hall there. If you want to speak to either of us, please do come, and we certainly would point you to the Saviour. Make this the greatest day of your life, not because it's Children's Day, but because this is a day that the Lord saved you from your sin. Our hymn is, Come to the Saviour, Make No Delay. Here in his word, he has shown us the way. Here in our midst, he's standing today, tenderly saying, come. The young people are going to be leaving during this hymn. Then we'll remain standing at the end for prayer. Let's sing.
Come to the Savior, make no delay. Thank you.
remain standing, just our heads closed, our eyes. The Lord's been speaking to you tonight. Please don't leave without getting the matter of your soul's salvation put right tonight. There's only one way, and that's through calling upon the Lord, repenting from your sin and trusting in the Saviour. We've heard the children tonight singing about the salvation, the love of God. Pray the Lord will save each one of them. But if you're not saved tonight, please don't leave here just simply with a knowledge about Christ. But we trust and pray you'll leave knowing that he is your Saviour. He can save you now. And may God give you grace to call upon his name. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee and we praise thee for this day in thy house. We thank thee, Lord, that every song, every spoken word has pointed us to the person of our dear Saviour. We thank thee for the one who died, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. We thank thee for the one who is perfect and pure and holy, who took the place upon the cross of the sinner, and there bore the wrath of God against sinners. We praise thee that his precious blood was shed, and that blood still has power today to cleanse the sinner, make him whiter than snow, to make us acceptable before a holy God, to give us an entrance into heaven. Oh, there's no other way but the blood of Jesus. We thank thee, Lord, for the boys and girls that are saved. We thank you for the grown-ups in this building tonight that are saved. And we pray, Lord, that you'll cause them to live for thee in these days, to shine for thee, to be in the center of thy will. But Lord, for those that are not saved tonight, we cannot leave this meeting without pleading with thee, O Lord. Call them unto thyself. O Lord, we pray you'll open their heart to receive the gospel and give the gifts of faith and repentance into this meeting, that when the roll is called up yonder in glory, not one of this gathering will be missing, but all will be present, saved by the grace of God and washed in the blood of the Lamb. We thank thee, Lord, for thy mercy, for thy gospel, and for thy presence with us. Take us to our homes in safety until we meet again. In Jesus' precious and holy name we ask it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.